This is the fourth small group discussion with Jay Krishnamurti in Gush Dar, 1965.
Sir, I don't know anything about the biological and scientific explanation of the whole brain structure.
Well, you want to discuss that?
A little, just a minute. I'd like to discuss it presently. And what is the relationship of the brain to the totality of the mind? You follow?
Yes.
And whether the brain itself, which is so heavily conditioned, from, you know, all that, can have its normal reactions without giving the reactions a continuity. And therefore, keeping the brain cells, as it were, very fresh, because the continuity makes the brain cells dumb. Am I giving any feeling what I want to convey, sir?
Well, I mean, I think you want to say that the brain is being exhausted by continuing unnecessary reactions.
Unnecessary reactions and reactions which are animalistic,
yes,
in the sense pleasurable.
Well, we are giving wrong value to them and continuing them.
Yes. And whether the brain cells could be alive but very still.
Well, I mean, I think that very little is known from this scientifically, but it doesn't mean much because the brain has only begun to be explored.
Explored, I know. Because, you see, sir, what I was trying to... I would like to talk over the... I'll put it to because I feel creation, we'll call it for the moment, that word, use that word, can only take place when there is not an expansion from the center as an idea, as a pleasure, as an image, as a memory, but a state of movement which is never static. I don't know if I... make it really simple. I was thinking this morning, sir, thinking quotes. Why the brain remains static as one grows older. It acts, it moves, it functions, but it's a very small machine.
Well, I think you couldn't say, nothing really remains static, but moving in a narrow circle.
Narrow circle, all right, let's call it. It's moving in a very, very narrow circle. And whether it is possible to move in a dimension where there is no circle. I don't know